Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Hey, little corgi, actually.
Hello, old friends. How are we?
All right, hi there. Snake!
So, I'm going to let our old buddy, Tyler Samsel, kick this off, and he can ask this himself, because he thought of this.
Why the hell are you using the tip sheet?
Because, yes, Tip Sheet had this conversation after a 40-liner fiasco. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yes, so I will present to you, would you rather have to put an S on the end of every word, like Sal in South Philly, or not be able to put an S on the end of any words, so everything is singular?
Weirds.
So, I'll give you an example. Like,
that
I'm reading right now.
Weirds questions.
I'm reading right now. You know Sal in South Philly.
Oh, yeah. How's you two's doings?
Yes. So this is kind of, I'm reading a paragraph on the Cowboys right now for a mid-season report. So if you had to add an S onto everything like Sal did, it would read the following. If the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs for a fourth straight seasons, they will have to improve greatlies on both sides of the balls. The defensive numbers are near the bottoms of the leagues. The offensive numbers aren't much betters, especially the runnings games. Injuries have hurts, but inconsistency has hurt more. That's way harder.
I'd want to do that, though.
Yeah, because you're already leaving words out with S.
That's fun.
It's fun-y because you just try to talk like Sal in South Philly, yeah. But if you take away the pluralization of words,
yeah.
It would read, if the Cowboy are going to make the playoff for a fourth straight season, they will have to improve greatly on both side of the ball. The defensive number are near the bottom of the league. The offensive number aren't much better, especially the running game. Injury have hurt, but inconsistency have hurt more.
Yeah, no, that's not as fun. That's putting the S at the end of it.
Putting all the S's is going to be harder to do, but you're going to sound like a simpleton if you don't put S's on anything.
Use guys. Yeah, I'd rather sound like that. Hey,
yeah, you could,
that's fine.
You could play it off as like you're an idiot from the Northeast if you had to add the S, but you would sound like a dumb ass if you couldn't pluralize anything.
So you think with Northeastern accents sounds like, I almost said. Sounds of what?
Sounds like dumbs.
Sounds so like dumbs asses.
Like, I'm watching The Sopranos. I'm rewatching The Sopranos.
Oh,
and it's
Christopher.
Yeah, they do. There is something about, and those guys are dumb, and the actors are told to play the characters as idiots, but they do sound dumb.
Money laundering business.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Spoiler alert. A lot of nudity in it too.
Dill.
Okay, so this guy P1 Hamburger asks the following.
Hamburger.
He uses this as $100,000 for his hypothetical. I know the answer is no. So I'm going to kick it up to $500,000, and then we'll figure out what the limit is. Would you take $500,000 a year for a job?
Yes.
Where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room with no electronics and do nothing for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week?
That would drive.
Yes, it's called sleep.
Me crazy.
No, I mean, you can't sleep.
Oh, okay. So that's the parameter.
Yeah.
So,
You walk into your office, you got your little lunch, your little briefcase.
But you couldn't see where you set it down.
No, you can't do anything. You sit there for 8 hours
around.
A day.
Like, oh, no, I dropped my
name. No, I'd go crazy out the window.
I can't do it. I don't think I can.
Is there
either.
A number?
I don't think I can physically or emotionally do it.
I mean, if you're not
going
to do it for 500, 5 million wouldn't make the difference. You just...
I don't think it's humanly possible.
Seems like you'd go crazy. Like it's some sort of solitaire where you'd go insane eventually. Just sitting in pitch black. Although you may heighten some of your senses.
But does it reset you when you get out after 8 hours? Do I get a lunch break and breaks like a normal job?
Like a smoke break to get out of the dark?
I mean, we get breaks at jobs, right?
No. It's 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you have to sit in the pitch black room with no electronics.
And you know, like your job is just to sit?
That's it.
Man, you'd have to become really good at meditating.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it.
I'd try it for 500 grand.
You couldn't just, do it. Dude, I don't think you could last. I don't think you could do it 2 days. I really don't.
But out of everyone, I think Matt will last the longest out of all of us, though.
I think you can put your mind in a place. You just meditate and allow yourself to.
Imagine all the dirty songs you'd be singing in
there. You just understand that time doesn't exist.
No interaction with anybody.
Just for
your
8 hours,
your mind can handle it.
It's only for 8 hours.
I'd like to try only 8 hours.
It's going to be the next
only
punishment
eight.
For Picks with Friends.
You work in the most lighted, talkative environment.
Oh, that's the truth.
For 3 hours.
It's like a dentist office in here.
You could not do it for 8 hours. I'm telling you, you do it one day and you're like, I'm out. I'm done.
I'm practicing.
Oh, you can still see some of the light through your closed eyes. It doesn't even count.
I can't see anything right now.
From Paul, or no, I'm sorry, this is from Justin. You get 1 million, but every time you fly...
I was flipping Matt off with his eyes closed, and he opened them up. I can't see anything, and I was flipping him off.
That was awesome.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
You get 1 million, but every time you fly somewhere for the rest of your life, you have to be holding a baby for the entirety of the flight. Not your baby, and once you land, you hand it back to the parent. Do you accept?
Easy. Yes. Easy.
For $1 million?
Let's think about this. I'm giving you a check for a bag of $1 million.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's it. So you are, you know, you're 50. You've got 35 years left of flying. Let's say you fly
four times a year.
10 flights a year.
Sure. Give me that baby. Let's have some fun.
Yeah. For $1 million, are all your flights covered within that?
It doesn't even matter.
Your flights aren't covered within that.
We're having a great time, and there are going to be some times where the baby falls asleep.
Like, do you have to change its diaper and stuff, or is it just holding it?
No, you do everything that a baby requires. Could be sick, could be throwing up.
Okay.
It's not bad.
That's fine. I would totally accept that.
This is spoken from one guy who's never had a baby on a plane.
Sure,
it's a beating.
But I've been around. I know it's a beating.
If you're sitting down and they just hand it to you, then you don't have to carry on all the stuff and deal with all that.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything that leads up to
it. If its diaper needs change, you go, I'm not changing it. Parents can change it when I give it back.
So you're basically doing it for about, on average, if your life expectancy is about 35 years, you're doing it for like 30 grand a year.
Yeah, but if you invest properly, you can turn that into more. The key is you want to diversify your portfolio.
I guess.
Put it all on Sharks Kings. As soon as I get it, putting it all on a puck play. I'm with you. I see what you're saying. But if I don't have to deal with getting them all together, lugging them to the airport, getting it all through security, now my only responsibility is the actual flight.
Yeah.
Bring the baby.
I want to see you hung over to holy hell coming off a Vegas 3-day bender and someone hand you a baby. All you want to do is sleep on the plane.
Now you can help it to sleep as well.
That's the other thing is that
rub it on the gums, they'll fall right asleep.
The baby can't drink.
Okay,
stipulation. No alcohol for the baby.
Just a little drop to get him a little drowsy.
Again, it's not your baby.
It's not mine.
I don't have
to worry about it.
That's true. I mean, you could let it smoke crack in the bathroom, I guess, since it's not yours.
I suppose.
Means necessary, right?
For me, it's planes are an exercise basically to take a nap.
Really? Man, I can't sleep.
Oh, yeah.
I can't sleep on an airplane anyway.
I can't either.
I mean, like yesterday, it was 2 hours coming back from San Francisco. Easy.
That is incredible.
That's great, man.
Without taking anything?
No, I don't take anything.
I don't have that skill. If I had that skill, I would love it, but I don't.
I have to mix some stuff to knock myself out. I can't
really
sleep. Yeah, I can't.
I can't either.
I can't sleep in a car.
Wow. All right, this is from Matt. You can get one and only one NBA Jam-style poster dunk in your whole life. Who would you choose that dunk to be on? So this is like your one. I mean, I can't dunk. But you'll be able to do it one time, and you can pick the guy that you like Sean Bradley posterized by Shaq. Would you do like a parent, a friend, a sibling, your wife, or a famous athlete?
It definitely wouldn't be my wife. I don't want to dunk on her.
No.
It would be a famous athlete, and it would be somebody like Shaq. Because it would be replayed over and over and over and over again if I dunked on him. Like, it's the only time I've ever been called into an NBA basketball game, and my only play is dunking over Shaq. I'd be famous.
Yeah, I'd be cool.
Dude, I think I would take it over, like, Devin Booker.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Oh, Devin Booker.
That would be great.
D-Wade statue.
Just the statue.
Yeah, D-Wade is high up on the list, but he has to fall down when I dunk on him. That's the only stipulation that I have.
And then they call a foul on you?
No. No, and then it's an and one. And then I have to go to the free throw line.
Can you imagine the high that you would have entering that game knowing that you were about to, and the other guy doesn't know.
This is it. That'd be awesome. Mine would 100% be Devin Booker.
Man, you know, you guys are changing my mind.
Unless you can time travel and go back, and then in the 06 finals, it would be on Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
I like the dunk on Karl Malone. That's my most hated basketball player of all time.
Well, Carl I give Malone? You that because
you turn around, you're like, I guess the mailman doesn't always deliver after you slam it in his face.
And then he's like, why are you giving bad lines?
Like, I haven't heard that one before.
You're right.
You don't know if he has or not.
Let's see here. If the ticket host participated in a contest where everyone gets in a vehicle and the last one to leave wins the car, who would be the most likely to win and who would be most likely to leave first? He says, somehow I feel mad is the answer to both. So you just get in a car. This is like hands on a hard body, hypothetical. But you have to get in the car and sit there. And how long could you go?
That's definitely Matt's up his territory. He would win. I would put every dollar in my pocket on Matt for that one. Because you, I think he could, he'll if you have to sit in the back seat with him and he'll just kind of stare at you. Until you get, okay, I'm leaving.
You would go insane. Yeah. I would drive all of you insane within 8 hours of being in the car with
8 hours? There's no chance anybody makes it like four.
Yeah, it'd be rough.
You yeah, I couldn't like, do
oh
it.
Oh my God, shut up.
I think you and Gordon would go head to head as far as annoying
making
people to where they
crazy.
Leave, and then you guys kind of battle to see who's going to stay. Yeah, they'd be the last two.
I like to get in the car sometimes with my wife, and I'll just, like I was doing it the other day where I kept singing this weird lyric in a different voice over and over and over to see how long she would let it go.
God.
And that only lasted like 60 seconds. Learn to live with the rhythm.
Just over like, and no, over again.
No, so I gotta
again.
Go, ba-ba-ba-ba-bum-bum. Ba 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 bum bum. Ba 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 bum.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's driving me crazy right now. You just did it three times.
Man, the longest I ever did that, I did a noise for almost like 12 minutes once to see if my kid would go nuts. And finally, I mean, he lasted a long time. And after 12 minutes, he said, Dad, what are you doing? I was like, ah, I got you.
Jeez. What a long that's, game you
that
play.
Is the worst payoff I've ever heard. Ah, I got you. That's it?
Like a 13-year-old.
All right, best since Halloween is tomorrow, best costume you guys have ever worn?
My blood pump throat cut was probably the best one.
So did that take, like, going and, like, learning how to put the makeup on and all that?
Well, I was talking about this yesterday. So when I was in theater in college, we had a makeup class. And so I had a design, like, it looked like I had my throat slashed with, like, latex and stuff. And I had a pump in my hand, and I ran a tube up underneath the cut. So when people came up to me, I could squeeze a little blood out, and it would squirt on them.
Dude, that's high level.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I was just Flavor Flav.
Oh, you were Flavor Flav?
Yeah, I had the horn, Vikings helmet, I had a clock.
You don't like to dress up?
No. I think Halloween's ridiculous. I hated it when I was a kid, too.
I love to dress up.
What are you,
up.
Too cool or something?
I just, it's just like, okay, I got to think of something, and then I got to put it on, and I just don't want to do it, and
I don't
then you
need
go to the
anyone
party.
Giving
it's very,
me candy.
Man. It's very Larry David thing.
Bring me
where
candy,
I
candy, Jeeves.
I just didn't like it. I just didn't enjoy it at all.
Hmm.
But I did enjoy one time going as Italian Spider-Man because there were these YouTube videos going around of this old 70s like porn star Italian guy that just had a sweatshirt on that had like a Spider-Man net on, like a red sweatshirt. And he didn't have any moves or anything outside of, like, just going, ah, ew, ooh, hey. And it was Italian Spider-Man, and that's what I went as.
Even your dog hates that. It's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, just keep reading it.
All right, Corby, thank you. Thank you, P1s. Truly appreciate it.
Way
that's the birdhouse for this week.